journey was long. I thought it would never end. Did we do everything on our list? Well, we did make it, so let's check it twice. All the presents wrapped? Check. I'm certainly covered in duct tape. All the cookies baked? Check. And a few tested for quality assurance. Stockings hung up by the chimney with care. Check and filled to the brim with presents. Seems like that is everything. Does it feel like something is missing to you? Wait, I know. We need to read a Christmas story before bed. What do you mean you're too tired to read? Come on. It's a Christmas tradition. We have to do it. What if I read and you just listen? Sound good? You'd rather have a different kind of fun? Well, if you'll be nice now, we can get a little bit naughty later. Sound like a deal? Good. Now hush. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. What are you doing? What do you got there? Nothing, huh? All right, then. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. Seriously, what are you hiding? Is that a present for me? Fine, fine. I'll keep reading. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. Okay, now I'm sure I heard a buzzing this time. Come on, gimme, gimme, gimme it. You got me a Hitachi for Christmas! Oh, I love it! You couldn't wait until after I was done reading, though? No? You have an idea. Okay, I'm listening. You want me to use this while I read? Interesting spin on the Christmas tradition. But, since you did get it for me, I think I can allow it. Can't say I'm not excited to use it either. Now, where was I? Oh my god. Oh, this is strong. Okay. Okay, this might be difficult. With a little old driver, so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted, and they called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. Hi! Okay. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. This is hard. This is hard to read. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop, the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my hand and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed in all fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he stood like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled! His dimples, how merry! His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. Ah, you can't turn it up higher! I'm having a hard enough time as it is. The stump of a pipe he held in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round little belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and he laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A winky in his head, oh no, a wink of his eyes and a twist of his head, look, words are hard, soon gave me to know that I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, and went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, and then turned with a jerk, laying his fingers aside of his nose, and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose. Oh, you bastard! I can do this. He sprang to his sled, to his team, gave a whistle, and away they all flew up the down like a so I can't read. Him exclaim as he drove out of sight, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Well, Merry Christmas to me. I think we have to definitely incorporate that in our new Christmas tradition. Merry Christmas.